the last remaining member of a Celtics era is gone. Rajon Rondo, the Celts star point guard, is being traded to the Dallas Mavericks as part of a 5-player deal. Boston will also send Dwight Powell to Dallas and receive guards Jameer Nelson, Jay Crowder, Brandon Wright, and 2 draft picks. Joining me to discuss the trade is Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Deb.
So why'd the Celtics make this move?
The Celtics are in a rebuilding mode, and Rajon Rondo has more value in terms of what he can bring the team for the future than what he can give them on the floor. They are so far away from a title at this point or contending. They need to look ahead, and this was a chance to get the most value while Rondo is healthy and before he turns 29, starts to get older in February. Things are going to be not good for this team for a couple of years. They need to look ahead.
That 29 and old sounds a chill through my spine, but anyway, Doug, Rondo, he's one of the league's top point guards, but why has his style been so polarizing, do you think?
Well, I think that there's the two-sided coin of Rondo's play. He is the best passer in the league, unbelievable ability to deliver the ball in amazing ways. He also is incredible at tracking down rebounds. For a small guy, he's averaging nearly 8 rebounds in a game, so he's got this incredible ability to do things at a top level, but also an erratic jump shot, weird decisions about shooting. There have been times where you're not sure if the ball's even going to get close to the basket, and he can be prickly. He's a super smart guy. His basketball intelligence is off the charts, but he can be a little bit ornery. So some fans, I think, were wanting to see a little different side of him and see him play a little bit more of a formulaic game at times.
And his departure really closes out an era for the team.
That's right. Rondo is the last member of the championship team that won in the 2007-2008 season, and he was the fourth piece of that. It really was the big four in some ways behind Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. And so this is really the end of that, and the Celtics will be in that rebuilding mode. We'll see a lot of different things happening here, a lot of roster changes over the next couple of years as they try to get back to that level of play.
So tell us about the new players coming to Boston and what the strategy might be there.
Well, don't expect to see these players in Boston for long. If you see any of them on the roster beyond next season, I'd be shocked. But you've got Jay Crowder, who's a forward. He's young. There might be some upside for him. He's got some real defensive skills. Brandon Wright is a center and not a lot of offense there, but a big man who has some excitement at the rim, good rebounding. And Jameer Nelson is a veteran point guard. He'll give them some minutes. He might be a good advisor to Marcus Smart, who is a young, talented player that the Celtics are counting on to fill some of the minutes that Rajon Rondo is leaving behind. The big deal here is the draft picks, a 2015 first-round pick, a 2016 second-round pick. They also have an exemption here that allows them to play with the salary cap and potentially lure a very high-paid player down the road in the next year or so. So that's really what this deal is about.
All right. Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR and for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Doug, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.